President Truman's presentation of the Congressional Medal of Honor to Corporal Jerry K. Crump and Corporal Ronald E. Rosser, June 27, 1952.
The President of the United States, authorized by Act of Congress, approved and awarded in the name of the Congress the Medal of Honor to Corporal Ronald E. Rosser, United States Army, with a citation as follows. Corporal H. Rosser. Corporal Rosser, Infantry, United States Army, a member of Heavy Motor Company, 38th Infantry Regiment, 2nd Division, distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry above and beyond the call to duty on January 12, 1952, in the vicinity, I can't pronounce the name, Pangi Il Toria, when assaulting heavily fortified enemy positions. Company L, 38th Infantry Regiment, was stopped by fierce automatic weapons, small arms, artillery, and mortar fire. Corporal Rosser, a forward observer from Heavy Motor Company, was with the lead platoon of Company L, 38th Infantry, when it came under fire from two directions. Corporal Rosser turned his radio over to his assistant and, disregarding the enemy fire, charged the enemy positions armed with only carbine and grenade. At the first bunker, he silenced its occupants with a burst of his weapon. Gaining the top of the hill, he killed two enemy soldiers and then went down the trench, killing five more as he advanced. He then hurled his grenade into a bunker and shot two other soldiers as they emerged. Having exhausted his ammunition, he returned through enemy fire to obtain more ammunition and grenades and charged the hill once more, calling on others to follow him. He assailed two more enemy bunkers, although those who attempted to join him became casualties. Corporal Rosser once again exhausted his ammunition, obtained a new supply, and returning to the hilltop a third time, hurled grenades into the enemy positions. During this heroic action, Corporal Rosser single-handedly killed at least 13 of the enemy. After exhausting his ammunition, he accompanied the withdrawing platoon and, though himself wounded, made several trips across the open terrain, still under enemy fire, to help remove other men injured more seriously than himself. This outstanding soldier's courageous and selfless devotion to duty is worthy of emulation by all men. He has contributed magnificently to the high traditions of the military service. His citation is signed by the President. Corporal Jerry K. Crump, United States Army, with a citation as follows. Corporal Crump, Infantry, United States Army, a member of Company L, 7th Infantry Regiment, distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry and outstanding courage above and beyond the call of duty in action against the enemy near Cherwon, Korea, on the 6th and 7th of September, 1951. During the night, a numerically superior hostile force launched an assault against his platoon on Hill 284, overrunning friendly positions and swarming into the sector. Corporal Crump repeatedly exposed himself to deliver effective fire into the ranks of the assailants, inflicting numerous casualties. Observing two enemy soldiers endeavoring to capture a friendly machine gun, he charged and killed both with his bayonet, regaining control of the weapon. Returning to his position, occupied by four of his wounded comrades, he continued his accurate fire into enemy troops surrounding his emplacement. When a hostile soldier hurled a grenade into the position, Corporal Crump immediately flung himself over the missile, absorbing the blast with his body and saving his comrades from death or serious injury. His aggressive action so inspired his comrades that a spirited counterattack drove the enemy from the perimeter. Corporal Crump's heroic devotion to duty, indomitable fighting spirit, and willingness to sacrifice himself to save his comrades reflect the highest credit upon himself and the infantry of the United States Army.
Thank you, sir.
Here.